of Underground Adventure, we're crossing the hall to a corridor next to the Siragusa Center, where three cases hold insects pinned against whiteboards.
I'm a lot more comfortable with insects when they're normal-sized and not moving.
These specimens were prepared by Carl Cotton, the Field Museum's first African-American taxidermist, and maybe even Chicago's first professional one. Carl Cotton worked at the field, preparing specimens and exhibitions from 1947 until his death in 1971. His work can still be seen today in the Bird Hall, Reptile Hall, and here in the insect world.
Carl Cotton's work at the field began just 4 years after the death of George Washington Carver.
And many of the plants that Carver researched are the namesakes of these weevils in the second case. There's an acorn weevil, a sweet potato weevil, and even a cotton boll weevil.
George Washington Carver studied every part of the ecology of agriculture, from the plants, to the fungi that work with them, to the pests that work against them.
In a 1917 bulletin called 12 Ways to Meet the New Economic Conditions Here in the South, Carver poses the question, what shall I do with the boll weevil? In all probability, it is here to stay.
He answers, yes, the weevil is here, but our experiments prove that it may be controlled as follows.
He goes on to describe a series of steps for how to prepare the soil, how best to plant the seeds, when best to harvest, and instructions to destroy the remaining stalks and waste where the weevils might be hiding.
His final recommendation was to encourage one's neighbors to do the same.
This encouragement of community collaboration speaks to George Washington Carver's intent to empower African-American farmers to find sustainability in the American economy.
We're heading back up to the upper level to understand the impact of all this research and how this science was shared.